Few areas of business attract as much attention as new ventures, and few aspects of new venture creation attract as much attention as the business plan. Countless books and articles in the popular press dissect the topic. A growing number of annual business plan contests are springing up across the United States and increasingly in other countries. Both graduate and undergraduate schools devote entire courses to the subject. Indeed, judging by all the hoopla surrounding business plans, you would think that the only things standing between a would-be entrepreneur and spectacular success are glossy five-color charts, a bundle of meticulous-looking spreadsheets, and a decade of month-by-month financial projections. Nothing could be further from the truth. In my experience with hundreds of entrepreneurial startups, business plans rank no higher than 2 on a scale of 1 to 10 as a predictor of a new venture's success. And sometimes, in fact, the more elaborately crafted the document, the more likely the venture is to, well, flop, for lack of a more euphemistic word. If you want to speak the language of investors and also make sure you have asked yourself the right questions before setting out on the most daunting journey of a business person's career, I recommend basing your business plan on the framework that follows. It does not provide the kind of winning formula touted by some current how-to books and software programs for entrepreneurs, nor is it a guide to brain surgery. Rather, the framework systematically assesses the 4 interdependent factors critical to every new venture. First, the people, the men and women starting and running the venture, as well as the outside parties providing key services or important resources for it, such as its lawyers, accountants, and suppliers. Second is the opportunity, a profile of the business itself, what it will sell and to whom, whether the business can grow and how fast, what its economics are, who and what stand in the way of success. Third is the context, the big picture, the regulatory environment, interest rates, demographic trends, inflation, and the like. Basically, factors that inevitably change but cannot be controlled by the entrepreneur. And finally, risk and reward, an assessment of everything that can go wrong and right, and a discussion of how the entrepreneurial team can respond. The assumption behind the framework is that great businesses have attributes that are easy to identify, but hard to assemble. They have an experienced, energetic managerial team from the top to the bottom. The team's members have skills and experiences directly relevant to the opportunity they're pursuing. The opportunity has an attractive and sustainable business model. It is possible to create a competitive edge and defend it. Many options exist for expanding the scale and scope of the business, and these options are unique to the enterprise and its team. The context is favorable with respect to both the regulatory and macroeconomic environments. Risk is understood, and the team has considered ways to mitigate the impact of difficult events. In short, great businesses have the 4 parts of the framework completely covered. If only reality were so neat.